Hallelujah.
Ianeta posio usoki twaiti.
Lift up your hands. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your mighty power that is at work.
Here.
Thank you for much salvation tonight. Thank you for healing. Thank you for changing the city of
Muyinga
by your mighty power. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Thank you for your mercy. In the name of Jesus. And everyone shouted, Amen. You may be seated if you have a seat. I want to first of all thank our pastors from Muyinga. For welcoming us warmly to your beautiful city. God bless you. And may all the churches in Muyinga grow 100 times more.
Amen. Amen.
We also thank the government of Burundi
for
their support for this crusade. And we thank our chief protocol officer of the First Lady for gracing this occasion. God bless you, Mama. Amen.
Amina.
How many know that Burundi is a beautiful country?
Nibanga he muziko Burundi ari gihugu ciza cyane cyigitangaza.
The only country I can compare it to is Switzerland.
Igihugu kimwe gusa nshobora kugereranya n'igihugu cy'u Burundi mwisi ni igihugu cy'u Busuwisi.
Because of your beautiful mountains and hills.
If you kubera imisozi myinshi myiza n'udutumba twiza mufise.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
So we are very excited to be here with you.
Rero turanezerewe cyane kuba turi kumwe namwe hano.
Tonight I have a very simple message for you.
Uyu munsi ndabafitiye ubutumwa bworoshye cyane.
In Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. It is appointed to man once to die, and after dying, judgment.
Nukuvuga ngo ibi biraba umuntu agomba gupfa ariko inyuma y'ugo rupfu hakaba hariho urubanza.
Now all of us have an appointment with death and with judgment.
Rero twese uku utubona turafise igihe tuzohura n'urupfu kandi tukongera tugahura n'urubanza.
You cannot escape judgment. And you cannot escape death. How many don't want to die? How many want to die? How many don't want to die? If you don't want to die, lift your hand, please. What about on stage? You don't want to die. Well,
sawa.
I am sorry to tell you that you have an appointment. I don't know the date or the time, but it is an appointment you cannot escape.
Mugabo urafise randevu uzohura n'urupfu utegerezwa gupfa.
Shh, everybody say shh.
Buri muntu wese avuge ngo shh.
Now, death
rero
urupfu a bad thing, but it's also a good thing.
Urupfu ni kintu kibi ariko kandi ni ikintu cyiza.
Why is death also a good thing? Death, if there was no death, some of the bad people who have been in this world will still be alive, and that would be a big problem. So it is good that death has come to take away some of the people so that we have a new chance.
Rero ni byiza ko urupfu rwaje kugira ngo ruzere rakubura abantu bamwe bamwe babi babi rubajyane.
Hey, I want to tell you something that happened. Do you know Nigeria?
Ndagomba ndababwire ikintu kimwe cyabaye. Murazi muri Nigeria?
Do you know Nigeria?
Murazi Nigeria? Munazi Nigeria. They hear about it.
They heard about Nigeria.
Yes.
What about Ghana?
Mbega Ghana yoyo. Munayizi. They hear about it.
They've heard about it. I'll tell you something happened in Nigeria. There was a rich man.
Ngomba ndababwire ibyabaye muri Nigeria. Harabaheye umugabo w'umutunzi.
And he had a servant who was working for him, and it was his best worker, and this man was from Ghana.
Yarafise umukozi yamukorera kandi yari umukozi mwiza cyane amukorera neza uwo mukozi wiwe nawe yava mu gihugu cya Ghana.
And Nigerians like Ghanaians because we are near to them.
Kandi abanyanigeria barakunda abanya Ghana kuko turababanye.
Yes.
Ego.
So one day, the Nigerian big boss, he sent his worker, servant, to the market to go and buy some things.
Rero umusumwe wa mubosi w'umunya Nigeria arungika wa mukozi wiwe w'umunya Ghana mu isoko aje gusuma ibintu bimwe bimwe.
So he was expecting that the man will take about 3 hours to buy all the things and come back. But within 30 minutes, the man from Ghana, rushed back to the house of the Nigerian rich man.
Rero, yari yiteze ko ibyo bintu amutumye gusuma aza kumara nk'iminota itatu abisuma. Mugabo agize gucya abona mu minota 30 arashitse muhira mu rugo rwa wa mutunzi.
So the big boss from Nigeria, he saw the man from Ghana, and the man was shaking like this. He was shaking.
Rero, wa mubosi wo muri Nigeria agize gucya abona wa mukozi wiwe ava muri Ghana arashitse muri ya minota ariko aradegedwa nkuko adegedwa.
So the Nigerian big boss, he asked his Ghanaian servant, "Why are you shaking so much?" And the Ghanaian man said, "When I went to the market, I saw something that has frightened me. I am too afraid."
Rero wa mbosi akomeye cyane wa muri Nigeria aragira gucya aramubaza wa mukozi wiwe ava muri Ghana ati, "None wabaye iki ko mbona udegedwa kandi cyane?" Acya aramubwira ati, "Byukuri nyakubahwa, aho nagiye na mu isoko nabonye ikintu gikomeye cyane
Do you want to know what the man saw in the market?
Mbega, urifuza kumenya icyo uwo mugabo yabonye mu isoko? Yes.
Are you sure you want to know what he saw in the market?
Vyukuri, urumva ushaka kumenya icyo yabonye mu isoko?
Yes. He said, when I went to the market, I saw a man called Death. Death was in the market. Death.
Yes. Yarikiyamubwira ati igihe naja mu isoko nabonye urugabo runini rutaye ubwoba rwitwa urupfu.
How do you say death?
Urupfu.
Ulupu, Mr. Ulupu. Mr. Ulupu.
Yahuye namushinga naye rupfu. Urupfu.
Ulupu or ulupu?
Urupfu.
Ulupu.
Yes. You're correct.
Hey! Hey! So, the Nigerian big boss said, why are you shaking so much? And the Ghanaian man said, no, I can't stay in Nigeria anymore. I want to go to Ghana. I want to go to Ghana now. I can't stay here. I'm afraid. I saw Mr. Ulupu in the market.
Well, my boss, Nigeria, I don't get it. Oh, yeah. Chukuri nawe nuri kurategete kurarengeje wa mugabara mugatoya nankana ubu vyukuri singishaka kuguma ngaha muri Nigeria ngomba niyirukire nisubirira iwacu muri Ghana kuko nahuye namushinga ntahe urupfu.
So the Nigerian big boss took some money from the purse, come
rero,
and he gave him some money
rero
the Ghanaian servant, and he went immediately to the airport and he flew to Ghana because it's just 30 minutes to Ghana. 30 minutes.
Rero, wa mbosi wa muri Nigeria, yaciye yegeranya amafaranga, arayazana, arayahereza wa mukozi wiwe, wo muri Ghana, acharirukanka no ku kibuga cy'indege, vu, acara vutura no muri Ghana, n'urugendo rw'iminota 30 ugiye n'indege uvuye muri Nigeria.
But when the Ghana man went, the Nigerian big boss was sitting down in his room and he said, no, I will not let anybody cheat me. So he decided to go to the market himself and face Mr. Ulupu.
Rero, wa mbosi umunya Nigeria, amaze kubona umukozi wiwe asubiye muri Ghana, yaciye asigara yiyumvira mu cyumba ciwe, aravuga ati, oya, jewe prema, nze ndareka abantu bambeshye. Oya, nanje reka nigire mu isoko ndaba icyo kigabo yabonye cyitwa urupfu.
So the Nigerian big boss went to the market. When he got to the market, do you know who he saw? He saw Mr. Ulupu
urupfu
standing in the market like this.
Rero wa mbosi akomeye cyane wo muri Nigeria yaciye ahaguruka arasiduka aragenda no mu isoko. Hanyuma ageze mu isoko urazi ikintu yabonye. Yabonye gwa rugabo gurugatanya guhitwa urupfu ruhagaze nkuko.
And you know Nigerians, they are not afraid of a lot of things.
Kandi urazi ko bujya muri Nigeria ntabwo batinya ibintu byinshi.
So the Nigerian big boss went to the Mr. Ulupu and said,
rero,
what do you mean by frightening my servant this afternoon? What do you mean? Who are you? I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Ulupu.
Rero, wa mbosi umunya Nigeria, ntacyo yatinya kubera abanyinjiye batatinya ibintu byinshi. Yaciye agenda aho wa rugabo ruhagatse atangura kurufokera. Ngo, wewe ni kubera iki? Wantereye ubwoba umukozi wanje. None yirutse, yasubiye muhira. Jewe mbwira, wa mugabo witwa urupfu.
Do you want to know what Mr. Ulupu said back to the Nigerian big boss?
Mbega, urumva wifuza kumenya icyo wa mushinga nae urupfu yishuye wa mbosi w'igitangaza.
Are you sure you want to know?
Cyukuru urumva ushaka kubimenya?
He told him, when I saw your servant here this afternoon, I was wondering what he was doing here at this time because I have a meeting with him tonight in Ghana. I am meeting him in Ghana tonight, so I don't know why he's still in Nigeria by this time.
Ahubwo je wigihe namubona ngaha a premedi inyuma y'umuhingamo ansanze ngaha mu isoko natangaye ico agikora ngaha kuko twahi dufitaniye rendezvous hariya muri Ghana kuri uyu mugoroba nyene.
So the Ghanaian servant was rushing to meet his death in Ghana. You see, you cannot escape death when it is your turn.
Rero, nukuvuga yuko, wa mukozi wa muri Ghana, wewe yafashe indege yihuta, agiye guhura n'urupfu rwiwe kuri uwo mugoroba. Urabona rero kudashobora guhunga urupfu.
So all of us have an appointment with Mr. Ulupu one day.
Rero, twese atanu mwavuyemo turafitaniye rendezvous n'umushinga nahe urupfu umunsi umwe.
Hey, now in 50 years from now, 50 years.
Rero, mu myaka 50 guhera uyu munsi haruye guhera uyu munsi imyaka 50.
Most of the people in this field will not be alive. Most of us will not be alive in 50 years.
Benshi muri twebwe turi ngaha mu kibuga ntibazoba bakiriho mu myaka 50 gusa.
If you like, add 50 to your age, calculate and see.
Niwa ushaka kubimenya neza fata imyaka yawe umaze uteranye na 50 urambarira.
Now tonight,
pero uyu mugoroba,
everybody say
twese tugire ngo
there is a question.
Hari kibazo.
What will happen to you when you die?
Mbega bizogenda gute niki kizokuba ko igihe uzopfa?
This question cannot be answered in the university.
Iki kibazo ntibakishurira muri kaminuza.
It cannot be answered in any school.
Nta shure na rimwe ushobora kucishuriramo.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son who came to inform us what will happen to us when we die.
Kukuru kundi mana yakunza bari mwisi yatanze umwana wayo kugira ngo aze atumenyeshe ibizoba ku muntu wese inyuma y'urupfu.
Jesus told us there was a certain rich man.
Yesu yarigishije abantu aravuga ngo harabayeho umugabo w'umutunzi
who was clothed in purple and fine linen like this man here. Come.
Nukuvuga ngo uwo mugabo yari umutunzi kandi aguwe neza afise amerewe neza nkuko kuwe mugabo mubona.
The rich man was always wearing this color.
Kenshi yakunda uwo mutunzi yakunda kwambara impuzu zisa n'iki kitambara. Murabona ko yajanishije.
He never wore clothes that were not expensive.
Kandi yarazi yukizo mpuzu ziwe zari zizimbye cyane.
Thank you. And he fed sumptuously every day.
Kandi
he ate good food, chicken, pork. Do you eat pork here?
Yeah.
Pork, yes. Chicken, beef.
Yes. Goat.
Shrimp.
Yes. Goat.
Fish.
Goat.
Every day.
Yes.
Kandi uyo mugabo yarabayeho neza yaradamaraye kuko yajya neza yakurakuranye inyama uyu munsi akajya ihene ejo akajya ingurube hirya ejo akajya inka hirya ejo ejo akajya inkoko gucyo gucya kamakurakuranya gusa.
And there was a beggar.
Hanyuma hariho umusezi.
His name was Lazarus.
Uwo yitwa Lazaro.
And this beggar,
hanyuma uwo musezi,
was put at the gate of the rich man.
Yari kwirembo yama yicaye kwirembo ya wa mutunzi.
The beggar was sleeping by the rich man's house.
Wa musezi,
looking for food.
Yaza yicara asega ari ku muryango kuri portail wa mutunzi asega asabinja.
Chicken.
Asabinkoko.
goat,
magahene,
fish,
magafi,
shrimps,
imaudufirit,
bread,
magakati.
And the poor man was really suffering.
And the Bible
says he was full of sores on his legs.
And every
day the dogs, do you have dogs in
Yeah, they are.
Do you eat dog here?
No.
You don't eat it? Okay.
No.
The dogs were licking his sauce every day. He had no money to go to the hospital, so the dogs were his nurses. So one day the poor man was sitting down and he was feeling very cold. The dogs have eaten part of his leg in the morning. The dogs have eaten part of his leg in the morning.
And
he was shaking. And Jesus told the story. The poor man died.
Hey!
But the Bible says that then he was surrounded by angels. Angels came around him. Angels came around the poor man
and
carried him to Abraham's bosom, to heaven.
Hallelujah. Amen.
How many want angels to come for you when you die?
Hey,
those upstairs, do you want angels to come for you? Now the rich man, he was not going to church.
Always
smoking.
Yamari karatumuri tabi.
Drinking.
Anywa ibiya yurumutwe.
Fooling.
Akoribi kogwa bibi.
Doing bad things.
Yi koriri bibi gusa.
One day,
Musumne,
the rich man also died.
Wa mutunzi nawe arapa.
Ha.
Ha.
Oh.
Ah.
Ah. And he died.
Na acharapa.
Hey. Hey. Now, when he got up, no angels came for him. Instead of angels, the demons were coming for him. And demons, demons were coming.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh
no!
No, yeah.
No!
No!
Please!
Oh yeah!
Please!
Oh yeah, and the
demons came for this man. He started to pray, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." But it was too late. He started to pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." He started to say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth."
Go away!
Go away!
Go away!
Go away!
Go away!
Oh,
yeah.
And the demons took him. Come.
They
took the rich man. They took the rich man to hell. In Jesus' name, I refuse it. Hey! is what Jesus told us.
Now the
rich man was in hell.
And he
was very thirsty.
Aragenda aranyotegwa bikomeye.
And he was suffering.
Arateseka bikomeye.
Hey,
hey.
And he saw Lazarus.
Abone Lazaro.
In heaven.
Lazaro ari mwijuru.
Lazarus was sitting on his chair.
Lazaro yari yicaye ku ntebe yiwe.
Lazarus was on his chair.
Lazaro yari yicariye ku ntebe.
He was enjoying in heaven.
Ari karimererwa neza mwijuru.
He was drinking Coca-Cola in heaven.
Yari karasoma kugafana ari mwijuru.
Because he has suffered in life.
Kuko mu buzima yari yaratesetse.
Angels were fanning him.
Abamarayika baguma bagenda kumukorera.
Oh, nice angels.
Abamarayika ngabo.
Ah.
Oh la la.
Lazarus was having a good time.
Lazaro noneho
yari. But the rich man was in hell.
Ariko umutunzi yari muri gihano.
Angels, come angels.
Abamarayika yo nimu.
I like angels.
Ndakunda abamarayika rega.
Oh. Take a picture.
Nimufati photo ya
abamarayika. I want to send a picture to Muyinga.
Ndasha kansiki photo imuyinga. Haya ya.
I WhatsApp it to Muyinga.
Kandi mbega ni kiki cheki Muyinga.
Hey, hey. But the rich man,
Wamutunzi,
he was in hell.
Yari mu muriro.
He was begging for water.
Ehe yaguma saba tunzi nguri ya Wamutunzi.
I just want one drop of water.
Ati yaravuga ngo jensha kanimari mwe gusa ry'amazi.
Listen to me, my friend. You have prisons in Burundi. But there is no prison like hell. Your prison in this country is like a hotel. Compared with hell. When you compare it with hell, every prison in this world is like a hotel. The rich man was begging for one drop, just one drop.
Ehe, umutunzi yaranyote wahari yari mu muriro, aguma asaba utunzi, asaba utunzi.
One drop.
Asaba imari imwe.
You know, since I was born,
urazi kuva igihe nje navuka,
I have never gone to somebody's house to ask for one drop.
Sinigeze nja kumuhana w'umuntu ngo nsege imajyamazi.
One drop.
Ehe, imangicyo.
Wow.
Ima.
No. Always you ask for bottle or glass.
It means yours,
but not a drop, just a drop.
It means yours usala ichupa jamati changi chirahuri. Na mose nunga wegeru usala imarimu.
How many want to go to this place?
Nibanga hebu humba bifuza kucha. Muni cha chivanzu mutunzi ya jihem.
Oya?
No.
Oya is yes.
No, it is no.
Oya is no.
Yes.
How many want to go where Lazarus went?
Nibangawe wa shaka kuja, iyo ya Lazaro ya ji.
Hey!
Hey!
Now,
Lero,
the rich man,
wa mtunzi,
he said, Father Abraham,
yalabuze ngo, nyakuba Abrahimu,
please send Lazarus to give me water.
Nda kuingi nzurungi ke Lazaro, amamazi.
But, Abraham said, sorry, no.
Ariko, Abraham aramwishura ati mbabarira ndakwinginze ntibishoboka.
Then he said, please send Lazarus as an evangelist to go and evangelize my brother. I have 5 brothers in Muyinga and Bujumbura. They are just like me. They will come here.
Acharamubwira ati basi nimbivyo byaza ndakwinginze basurungike Lazaro nkumuvuga butumwa agenda abwira ubutumwa bene wacu basigaye batanu. Hari habari Muyinga n'abari Bujumbura nabo bameze nkuko kwanje ndatinya ko bazohava bansanga ino.
Abraham said no.
Abraham aravuga ati oya.
Oya. When you go to hell, everything you ask for, the answer is oya. Oya.
Igihe ugiye mu muriro icyo usaba cyose inyishu yacyo iba oya. No.
Hey!
Hey!
If you make the mistake of going to hell, anything you ask for, water, Coca-Cola, food, air conditioner, rice, oya. Transportation, you want a visit? No. Oya, 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 oya.
Niwa korikosa, Jokuja mumuri vijahera. Ichuzo saba chosi. Aramazi. Arifana. Arumucheri. Arukushaka kwa anuwa kutembelera. Inchinu chosuzo wa wifuza. Inyishu ya chizo wali. Oya. Oya, 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 oya.
Oya, oya, oya.
Oya, 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 oya. Ni oya gusa. Oya, 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 oya.
Hey!
Hey!
Now, Abraham said.
Rero, Abraham acharavugat.
Your brothers, your five brothers, I will advise them to listen to the prophets, the pastors, the prophets.
Erega, bene wanyu batanu uri kuravuga basigaye kwisi. Ahubwo je no bahanura yuko bo kumviriza abavugishwa bari kwisi aribo abapasteri n'abakozi b'Imana.
Prophets are supposed to preach about heaven and hell.
Buja abakozi b'Imana bategerezwa kuvuga ubutumwa.
I am a prophet and everything I am telling you will happen.
Everything.
Everybody here is going to die. Everyone. Everybody here, one day you'll be in a coffin. Everybody, either angels will come and escort you to heaven or demons will take you to hell. Everybody.
Buri muntu ari hano kimwe nuko abamarayika bazoza bakuyore bakujane mu ijuru canke ibidayimoni biza bikuyore bikujane kuzimu muri rudahera. Twese ni kimwe muri ivyo bibiri.
That's a true prophet.
Ubwo rero n'umuvugishwa by'ukuri.
Yes.
Ego.
A prophet is not preaching about money.
Erego ubuvugishwa su kuvuga iby'amafaranga.
But it's preaching about Jesus.
Ariko no kuvuga ibya Yesu Kristo.
Hallelujah.
Amina.
Tonight,
uyimugoroba,
God looked at us in Muyinga with such great eyes of love.
Imana ituraba hani Muyinga ikoresheje amaso yayo y'urukundo.
And he said, how many people in Muyinga can come to heaven with their own good works?
Igacha ivugiti mbega n'abantu bangahe bimuyinga bashobora kuzoza ngaha mu ijuru kubera ibikorwa byabo byiza bakoze.
Because my children whom I created, they are all sinners.
Kubera abana banje jewe naremye bose n'abanyabyaha.
So God so loved the world that he gave his only son Jesus Christ, so that anyone who believes in him will not have to perish in hell, but will have everlasting life.
Amen. Rero, kuguru kundo imani akunze abari mwisi. Ariko gwatumye imani itanga umwana wayo wikinege kugira ngo mwizera wese ntazopfera ubingwa je muri gihe no ahubwo azoyakira ubugingo budashira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many want angels to come for you?
Nibangahe bifuza ko abamarayika bazoza kubatora?
Do you know why God sent angels to come for Lazarus?
Urazi igituma Imana yararungitse abamarayika bakaza gutora Lazaro?
It is because Lazarus was one of God's children. You see, God sent his angels to come for his property.
Nukubera yuko Lazaro yari umwe mu bana b'Imana. Rero Imana irungika abamarayika baze gutora ibyayo.
Tonight,
uyu mugoroba,
how many of you want to be registered in heaven?
Ni bangahe muri mwebwe bumva bari bifuza kwandikwa mu ijuru?
That is why I came here.
Nicyo gituma rero naje hano.
God sent me to warn you.
Imana yantumye kukuburira.
It is appointed by all means, all of us, once, to die. Number two, judgment.
Ko hariho randevu kuri kumuntu wese ari hano. Ko umunsi umwe hariho urupfu, iyindi randevu igira kabiri n'umunsi w'urubanza.
Some years ago, I didn't believe in Jesus.
Jewe mu myaka myinshi yarenganye sinizera Yesu.
Oh, I just used to go to church.
Jewe gusa naja gusenga naja mu rusengero.
But I didn't know Jesus.
Sinigeze menya Yesu.
But when I was in secondary school,
ariki gihe nari niga mu mashuri yisumbuye,
somebody helped me to find Jesus Christ.
Harumuntu yamfashije guhura na Yesu Kristo.
Since then,
guhera
icyo gihe I have been so happy that I found Jesus
nagumye nezerwa ko nigeze ko nahuye na Yesu
because I can see what he has saved me from
kuko ndashobora kubona ibyo yari yantegekanirije
And so I want to tell so many people about this Jesus.
Kandi nico gituma ngenda mbwira abantu benshi izinkuru za Yesu.
Are you glad that you are hearing about this wonderful Jesus tonight?
Mbegura nezerejwe n'ukuri kurumva izinkuru zitangaje za Yesu Kristo.
Yes. Jesus took the cup.
Yesu yafashe igikombe.
How are you going to save people, Jesus?
Ati mbega ni gute ugiye gukora abantu Yesu
with my blood
ati nzokoresha amaraso yanje
my blood
amaraso yanje
my blood
amaraso yanje
hallelujah
amina
one day a man was going to England
umusumwe umugabo umwe yari karaja mu Bwongereza
because his uncle was sick
kuko umutonto wiwe yaragwaye canke muyomba wiwe yaragwaye
the uncle was sick
muyomba wiwe yaragwaye
So, somebody met him at the airport and he asked him that, what are you going to do for your uncle? The boy said, I am going to save my uncle.
And
so they look at the boy and said, you small boy, what can you do for your uncle?
Hanyuma aram kitegereza ko gahungu aramugati, we wa gahungu we unganuko, niki wokorera
Do you know what the boy said? The boy said, my kidney, I'm going to donate my kidney for my uncle. Yeah, I'm giving my kidney to save my uncle's life. So he was going to use his own kidney to save his uncle who had kidney failure. So when Jesus came to this world, people were asking, what are you going to use to save the people? And Jesus said,
Yes,
I'm going to use my blood. My blood that is in my veins. I'm going to use my blood. Tonight, the blood of Jesus is flowing. I said the blood of Jesus is flowing. From Calvary. To wash away all your sins. Do you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins away? Do you want to follow Jesus from tonight? If you want to the blood of Jesus to wash your sins, stand up with me everybody and lift your hands. And I'm going to pray with you. Say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus. I cannot hear you. Say, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for tonight. I have heard your word. It is appointed unto man once to die and after that judgment.
Again. Oh Lord Jesus,
please forgive me for my sins.
Ewe mwami Yesu ndakwinginze ngumbabarire ibyaha byanjye.
Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus.
Ewe mwami Yesu.
Have mercy on me.
Ngirira imbabazi.
I am a sinner.
Ndumunyabyaha.
I am a sinner.
Ndumunyabyaha.
Wash me, Lord.
Nyoza mwami.
Forgive me, Jesus.
Mbabarira Yesu.
With your blood I pray.
Kubw'amaraso yawe niyo nsenzemwo.
Tonight.
Uyu mugoroba.
I open my heart.
Nduguruye umutima wanje.
I receive Jesus.
Ndakiriye Yesu.
I receive Jesus.
Ndakiriye Yesu.
As my Savior and my Master.
Nk'umukiza wanje n'umwami wanje.
Please write my name.
Ndakwinginze wandike izina ryanje.
Please write my name in the book of life.
Ndakwinginze wandike izina ryanje mu gitabo cy'ubugingo.
Please write my name in the book of life.
Ndakwinginze wandike izina ryanje mu gitabo cy'ubugingo.
Now lift up your finger like this.
Uburero tari kurutoke rwawe rumwe nkuko.
Say after me, Satan.
Subiramwo inyuma yanjuti Satani.
Listen carefully.
Umviriza neza.
From tonight.
Uheri mugoroba.
I bind you.
Ndakuboshe.
Satan, I bind you.
Satani ndakuboshe.
Satan, I reject you.
Satani ndakwanse.
Satan, I refuse you.
Satan ndakwikunkumuye.
Satan, I will not obey you again.
Satan, sinzongera kukumvira ukundi.
From tonight, I belong to Jesus.
Where you mugoroba njendi wa Yesu.
I belong to Jesus.
Njendi wa Yesu.
Now lift your two hands like this, everybody, upstairs, downstairs. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me.
Ndakushimiye Yesu ko wankunze.
Please write my name in the book of life.
Ndakwinginze wandike izina ryanje mu gitabo cy'ubugingo.
From tonight I am born again.
Uhere uyu mugoroba ndakijijwe.
From tonight I am a child of God.
Uhere uyu mugoroba njendi umwana w'Imana.
From tonight I am born again. From tonight I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Now wave your books. Wave your books and your hand. Everybody. Wave your hands and wave your books. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For what you've done for me. From tonight, I am your child. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amina.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to pray for the sick. Whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. Jesus is healing you right now. Right now. Maybe pain in your back. Pain in your body. Pain in any part of you. Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yesu ni Yesu akiza.
Jesus is a healing Jesus.
Yesu ni Yesu akiza.
Maybe you cannot see.
Kumbure ntiwakanura.
Put your hand on your eyes. Maybe you cannot hear. Put your hand on your ears. Whatever your problem, put your hand there right now. Jesus is healing you right now. Father, I thank you for many miracles tonight. Release your supernatural power. Release your supernatural power. Set everyone free tonight. Anyone who is tormented by demons, put your hand on your head. I want to pray for you. God is setting you free right now. Satan,
Satani,
come out.
Sohoka.
I bind you. I reject you. I cast you out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. By the power of God. Everybody lift your hand. Tonight is the last night. Lift your hand and thank God. Thank God for His healing. Thank God for His blessing. Thank God for His deliverance. Thank God for His healing. In the name of Jesus. His power is here tonight. He's the Lord that healeth us tonight.
Jesus Christ.
Lift your hands and thank Him right now. Father, I thank you for many miracles.
Tonight,
wherever you are standing, if God has touched you tonight, check yourself right now. Whatever you couldn't do, start to do it. You couldn't see. Open your eyes. Couldn't hear. Check your ears. You had a pain. Check it right now. Something fantastic is happening now. Receive your healing right now. Wherever you are, if God has done something for you, come to me right now from where you are standing. Come, I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. Come. From wherever you are. Maybe you had a problem.
And
you can sense that God has done something for you. Wherever you are. Just start coming to the front. Come to the crowd.
Ingo.
God is doing something wonderful here. Miracles are happening now. This is the moment of the miracle. Walk from upstairs. From the side. From everywhere. God has done something for you. Come, Ingo. I want to pray for you. Something fantastic is happening right now. The power of God is here.
Ingo, nimuze. Umuntu aziko hari gitangaza cyamubaye ko hari kintu tahora ukora ubu watangwe kugikora cyangwa warubabara wakize cyangwa warugwaye maso niwabona uburabona niwagenda uburagenda ingo
tiwagushima
ingo ushinga ntayano
data tiwagushima
Wherever you are, come, I want to pray with you. God is doing something.
Shima Turakurata Turakurata Nami wa mahoro Nami wa mahoro Oh, oh, oh. Turakushima
could not see, but now you can see. Who is that?
Ukabutasha bara kubona ari kubura kanura nindu ya muntu. Utahora bona ari kubuyabonye yakanuye ninde?
God has healed you tonight. Lift your hand.
Imana nimba yagukijije mugoroba. Shira kiganza cyawe hejuru.
All over there.
Hey,
let them come forward. The guy in the green. They are all at the back there. They should come.
Maria, we need money, bad. Maria, we chat kibis.
Oh, aye, aye, aye. Urunami, into hinduka.
Everybody lift your hand. I want to pray for Muyinga. I want to pray for you.
Father,
I pray for everybody here. Thank you. I pray for healing, Lord. Say, I receive healing.
Nimuvuge ngo ndakiri ugukira.
I pray for peace.
Ndasengera amahoro.
Receive peace.
Ngakira amahoro.
Father, I thank you for your power in everyone's life tonight. Whatever curse is working, I break it tonight in Jesus' name. I attack the strongholds of darkness in Muyinga province. Let a light shine in this city. Let a change come into this city. A supernatural change. By the power of God. Whatever is tormenting us in the house. When we go back to the house, the devil will bow to us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, receive the peace of God. Receive the healing of God. Receive the life of God. Let the curse be taken away. Let a new blessing come here. After this crusade, let the light of Jesus shine forever. Like never before. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. What is happening here?
Evangelist, for 2 years. She needed glasses to see clearly. But tonight when you pray, the power of God came over her. She can see clearly without her glasses.
Wow.
Can
you see clearly? Let her tell us what happened.
Nahora nabona abantu benshi ntamba ya marori mukana ageze ngaha baransengera ndayakura ndatangura kubona abantu bose atangora ne murakoze.
I could not see people, many people without glasses.
Wow.
But when they prayed for me, after praying for me, now I can see many people, everyone in
wow.
Jesus' name. Thank you.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of praise.
Luwe luwe luwe. Luwe luwe luwe. Luwe luwe luwe. Luwe luwe luwe.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, pain from a snake bite. She was bitten by a snake and she had pain here. And a swelling. But the pain is gone after the evangelist prayed.
When did the snake bite you?
Vendredi. On Friday.
Snake bite on Friday.
Yes. Inzoka yakuriye Vendredi.
Is the pain gone?
Pain is over now.
Did she see the snake?
Yes.
What color was the snake?
It was black.
Black?
Yes.
Father, thank you for healing.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Tuzora tukushima tufiki milimbo yawe. Mami mana, mami mana.
Olivia, what is happening?
Olivia,
evangelist, this little girl, 4 years ago, there was confusion in the house.
She was what?
There was confusion between the father and the mother.
Right.
And the father used a stick
kandi papa wiwe yahora tori nkoni
to break her hip
kujyango amuvune imbavunga.
Because of that, she can show you how she used to ask her, how were you walking before you came here? Ask her. To show the evangelist.
Ask her.
Ask her. So she was, what is it? Broken hip.
Her hip was broken.
Yes.
Papa wiwe yaramuvunye ukuguru.
And what happened tonight?
Evangelist, after the prayer, the pain on the hip is gone and she is walking normal. I mean,
wow.
Now, tell her, right now, after the healing, you should walk for the evangelist to see.
Come.
Alright.
Not how, now.
Yes.
Tell her now.
Okay. Gende tram.
Wow.
Okay.
Father, thank you for your powerful healing of this hip joint.
Jesus.
Back pain has been healed tonight for 5 months.
5 months.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nanje nabonye igitangaza cy'Imana muri mugoroba.
Tonight I saw the miracle of God.
Maze ameza shika kuri atanu ngwaye mugongo.
It was 5 months with back pain.
Naragerageje kwivuza, naranyoye imiti kwiye.
I tried to go to different hospitals and take different medicines.
Mugabo sinumva yuko nkize neza.
But there's no outcome.
Ejo rero narahangaha mu gikorane kwicara nkaruha no guhagarara nkumva ndarusha.
By yesterday I was here, it was difficult for me to stand up and to sit down. I could just get tired.
Wow.
Kwizera numunsi naje kare nicara hafi.
But with faith, today I came earlier, then I sat here in front. Even to sit down on a chair, I would just feel tiredness and pain.
Wow.
And I could feel even to stand up and walk around. But till now, I cannot feel any pain.
No more pain.
After praying, I felt too much peace in my body.
Wow.
Amen.
Doctor, what is this called?
This is likely to be spondylosis of the lumbar spine. Pain from spondylosis.
Huh.
What is spondylosis of the lumbar spine? Is that what you interpreted?
Rutimumigongo. Yes.
It's spondylosis.
Bidia, what
evangelist,
is this?
Another severe back pain healed. He says he could not bend down to pick up a stone. He could not squat. But tonight, when you pray,
wow,
the pain has disappeared.
Wow.
Muvuga butumwa ikindi gitangaza cyo gukira umugongo cyabaye kuno mugabo ntiyashobora kunama ngo atore ikintu kiri hasi cyanke ngo aterure ikintu cyoba kiri hasi kiremereye gake gake. Mugabo umaze kumusengera yaciye akira ububarawe bwose bwagiye.
Wow. Are you happy? Are you happy?
Uranezerewe.
Genda nezerewe cyane ukuntu nari numva bimeze byari bindengeye kubera narafashe imiti yo kwa muganga byose biranka. Mugabe kuva muvuga buti mwamaze gusenga nagize gucyo numva utuntu twudusonga tuje numva byose birahetse ubu ntangora ndashima Imana.
Wow. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, he says that he was suffering from hemorrhoids. That when he goes to poo, it comes out. He has to push it back.
Wow. Okay, mvuga butumwa. Uyu musore yavuze yuko yari afite ikibazo cy'intestine. Ni kuvuga ngo agiye ku mwanda mukuru byaca bisohoka bigasaba ko abisubizayo.
So he said that this evening when you prayed, he felt that he had been healed. He went to the back, tried to poo-poo to see if it will come out, and it didn't.
It
didn't come out for the first time. He had it since he was a baby. Since he was a baby, evangelist.
Ariko mvuga butumwa umaze kumusengera. Yumvise muriwe akize n'umubiri uhindutse umwemeze ko akize. Mugabo yacyagerageza kuja kubigerageza hari inyuma y'amamodoka. Aragerageza kwicara yumva ntibije. Mugabo gusa yaciye yituma nk'akana gato.
Tuzora tugushima tuzika imirimo yawe. Mami mara, mami mara.
Are you happy?
Mbegura nezerewe.
Ndanezerewe cyane gose mbe nta nico noronka mvuga imbere y'Imana.
I am so happy to deliver that I am overwhelmed before God.
I'm overwhelmed before God.
Yabuze cyavuga imbere y'Imana.
Wow. Thank you Lord in Jesus name.
Evangelist, God is healing mental conditions here in Moyinga.
Muvuga butumwa imyana irikirakiza ibibazo bijanye n'imitwe hano I Moyinga.
Tell us.
Tubwire.
Je nari nje gushimira Imana. Je maze imyaka iyo ngora yafashe imyaka yo mu mutwe ifata afise imyaka 16 ubu nkaba nari mfise imyaka 33.
I come to thank God because the mental problem attacked me when I was 16 years old. Now I am 33 years old.
Yongwara rero yari yafashime ngani ukeke mugara rero nyino misi yari yandaruye hanyuma rero nyino misi icyayicho naho kandi wamengana uraruka gose bacha bambare bace banterefona kubera nuruka hari gasogwe ati ninza harabakoze b'Imana basenga cyane kandi yo gwa dashobora kuyikira.
It was a pain for me because when he attacked me, it came by slow by slow.
What has God done for her tonight?
Okay, we must imani agukore ikibazo. Vugicimana.
Ya nkora ibitangaza kuko ejo nace numva umengano uraruka mugakugeza n'ubu numva byavuye nyijoro hose nijyabiye neza cyane kugeza n'ubu numva umenga ndakomeye neza cyane.
Amen. God has done me a miracle because yesterday when I come here I was mad, but now I went back healed totally.
She was mad.
Yes.
How does she know? How does she know she was mad yesterday?
Yeah, she said it before that in these days she was mad. It kept coming back.
Jesus, thank you for your healing power, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah. He gave the malady a sustenance. He never gave up to show the change. Dieu m'a fait des miracles, des miracles, Dieu m'a fait
encore. Evangelist, this young lady was deaf. She could only hear if you were very close to her.
Wow.
If you were far, she couldn't hear anything. But tonight when you prayed, evangelist, her ears have opened. She can hear everything clearly.
Wow. Uyu mukobwa ya ntiyahora yumva yahora gusa yumva umwegereye ukavugira mu gutwi Mugabo uvugiye kure ntiyashobora kumva ikintu na kimwe. Ariko maze kumusengera, ubu yakize arumva ibintu byose biriko biravugwa.
Wow.
Wow.
Are you happy tonight?
Mbegura neze uyu mugoro.
Imana ankora ibitangaza. Dari ku hari haheze imyaka nta kuva byafashe bije mwaka 11 no hari haheze imyaka imbi yose ntumva na mama kubera ari yaragenda narabuze nuwo ntwara kwa muganga ndashimira imana muzohore muraza mukiza abantu.
I thank God for healing me tonight because this attacked me when I was 11 years old.
Wow.
Now I am 18. It was 7 years old suffering from this death pain. Now, I thank God for the healing that you brought here. Keep coming, please, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Lua, lua, lua. Lua, lua, lua. Lua, lua, lua. Lua, lua, lua. Tuza simba, simba. Tuza simba, simba. Tuza simba, simba.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist's mama could not hear properly and she could also not see far. But after the prayer, she is seeing and even seeing the people on the hill.
Muvuga butumwa, uyu mubyeyi ntiyashobora gukanura ngo abone ibintu biri kure. Ariko umaze kumusengera uyu mugoroba, ubarashobora kubona n'abantu bari hari ya ruguru ku nkombe.
Are you happy tonight?
Mbegura neze uyu mugoroba kamama.
Cyane gose.
So much.
Why are you happy tonight?
Kubera icyo nezerewe.
Jewe nezerewe kubera iki gikorana.
I am so happy because of this crusade.
Wow.
Wow. Nichimana yagukoreye.
Nichimana yankoreye. Kuba iki gikorane gitanguye. Kuba ku munsi wa gatanu baravuje tugusengera abagwayi. Nabagwaya maso. Ndeta ndafata mu maso hanyuma tuhejeje ngire ndakanura ntambona aya matara yose harabona. Ntambona nababana. Kubera ntigeze nsoma kuva mu mapuko yanze nandi ubu ndabyifuza yuko nosoma nk'abantu. Imana hafi cyubahira
nicyo
kimwe n'amatwi sinumva none ubu.
Many healings tonight.
Yes, she's saying that she thanks God because of since on Friday when the campaign started.
Yeah,
she came. Then you said that you are going to pray for sick people, even those who are suffering from eyes problem. Then she took on her eyes. Then after praying, her eyes opened. She could see clearly people, even
wow.
The night.
Wow.
Now, even the ears, she was somehow deaf. But now, she can hear clearly.
Beautiful.
Now, she's regretting because she has never gone to school. But she was yearning if she can get an opportunity to study because her eyes are open now.
What a blessing.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. How many of you would like me to pray for financial healing? Financial healing.
Nibangahe muri mwebwe nifuza yuko no basengera ngo Imana ikabaha gukira mu buryo bw'amafaranga.
I am going to pray for financial healing.
Ngiye kubasengera ngo Imani bazanire ugukira iciye mu buryo bw'amafaranga.
This is how we are going to do it.
Uku niko rero tugiye kubikora.
Everybody quiet.
Buri muntu wese acecheke.
Everybody quiet.
Checheka, checheka.
I am going to lead you to give a seed and I will pray over the seed for God to bless you.
Ngiye kubasaba ngo mubibe imbuto hanyuma nimwamara gutanga iyo mbuto yawe wazanye nce ndayisengera Imana ikoresha.
I want you to give a seed of petrol to drive our convoy from Muyinga to Kayanza. Petrol.
Ndashaka ndabahe akaryo ko kubiba imbuto. Izo mbuto zanyu mubiba zishaka kuzokora kugura igitoro gitwara izi modoka kugango zivi Muyinga zishike mu Kayanza.
Because we are going to Kayanza tomorrow.
Kuko ejo tuzocha tuja mu Kayanza.
And God is going to do great things in Kayanza.
Kandi Imana izokora ibikomeye mu ntara ya Kayanza.
How many believe that if you sow a seed to take us to Kayanza, God will give you a reward to take you to another good place.
Nibangahe muri mwebwe bizera ko niwa fata imbuto ya ukayibiba kugyango itujani dushikane mu kayanza imana izo ikoresha ikaguheza giri kaguteza yindi ntambwe.
Do you see this bucket here? I'm going to put it in front. Some of you may say we want to buy 2 gallons.
What is gallon?
2 gallon liters.
Okay.
2 gallon liters of petrol.
Okay, thank you. Benshi muri mwebwe mushobora kwibaza ngo tugomba tugure nk'ibibuni bibiri bya petrol.
Someone may say, I want to fill all your tanks for you. Someone will say, what I have is 1,000. Everybody is going to give, and I'm praying over your seed tonight. This one is for the people on stage. And in front here, everybody from upstairs, take your seat and let me pray for you now. Whilst we are still praying for the sick, take out your offering. Everybody, upstairs, downstairs.
And
you come to the front and put it in. Lift it up. Father, bless everyone that is giving tonight. Multiply their seeds as they buy petrol and fuel. Buy petrol and fuel and give them cars. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Alright, let's continue. Come to the front and put your seed in the front.
Evangelist, the power of God has healed this lady. She could not sit down without pain.
Wow.
And whenever she sat, it was difficult for her to get up. But tonight when we prayed, the power of God touched her. Evangelist, this woman can sit down now.
Sit down.
Each other.
She can stand up.
It was difficult for her to stand up, but the power of God touched her, and she can now stand up without any pain.
Father, thank you for your power in the name of Jesus. Come and sow your financial seed. God is going to bless you. BDR.
Evangelist, the power of God is healing back pain tonight.
Wow.
10 years of back pain. She has been healed miraculously tonight.
Are you happy?
Yes, I thank God because I could not move like this, but now I can move like this.
Move and let's see. Move and let's see.
Tuzora tukushima tufikirie moyo wewe. Mami mana, tuzora.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, a year and a half ago, he had a motor accident.
And
see. So he's on painkillers.
Wow.
He had pain in the chest, in the hand. He could not move the hand well. Tonight, after the prayer, the pain has disappeared. The hand is okay.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God has healed this lady's severe headaches and pain in the neck. She couldn't move But the power of God touched her and she's healed tonight.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Evangelist, she couldn't bend. Wow. God is healing bones, yes. She
bend over, let's see. Bend over, let's see.
She couldn't do that. There.
Are you happy tonight? So much.
It was since the month of May, having this pain, back pain. I could not bend. I could not do nothing. Now I took different medicine. I went to different hospitals.
Wow.
Nothing happened.
Wow.
Now I was surprised that I can bend.
Bend, let's see. Bend, let's see. Beautiful.
Siabonga Jesus. Siabonga Jesus. Oh, wahamanati. Oh, wahamanati. Oh, wahamanati. Siabonga. Wahamanati. Oh, wahamanati. Oh, wahamanati. Siabonga. Siabonga Jesus. Siabonga Tonya Mayesu. Siabonga Jesus. Siabonga. Oh, wafamana hina. Oh, wafamana hina. Oh, wafamana hina. Siabonga. Wafamana hina. Oh, wafamana hina. Oh, wafamana hina. Siabonga. Siabonga Jesus. Siabonga Jesus. Wahamanati, siabonga Jesus, siabonga Tonya Mayesu, siabonga Jesus, siabonga Jesus, siabonga Tonya Mayesu, siabonga Jesus. Siabonga, wafamana hina.